Yeah, West Coast white boy. Never see me surfing, motherfuckers. Yeah, come on. 87 was the year that it started. Hip hop in more ways than one was deported. A group of rappers came straight out of Compton, and every motherfucker was West Coast stomping. This was the time before the Easy and Dre beef, before the East was paying 80 G's for a Dre beat. Around the same time as teething the same thing, Ron Payne was exactly what the game means. 6 in the morning, police at my door. No one heard shit this hardcore before. Nevertheless, the West was shit you couldn't ignore. And no one's really knowing what the goal is they had in store. Ruthless dropped Easy does it the next year. The first time hip-hop hit middle American redneck ears. It's a sick movement, the way we flip doing it. The coast is making death jams without Rick Rubin. After school I went back to dudes. Popped in a bootleg tape of King T's Act a Fool. I remember 89 when I first heard murder rap above the law, homeboy. Nobody was serving that. While other white kids was bumping some Eddie Vedder, I caught DOC. No one can do it better. 1990 CM Dub. It's a Compton thing. Successfully gained love. Shit like that made me smash bullies. Started fucking with third grade girlies when I heard Grit Sweet Black Pussy. Death certificate in 91 was like straight out of Compton. To kill it, Will and one. That shit was rough. Cube's flow was the hostile of style. Some say that shit was up there with Tupacalypse now. Personally, death certificate is the hottest shit from a while ago. And now rappers flow try to copy his style. 92 is when the West was on it. Honestly, one word could drop all of this shit. Homie Chronic, Death Row Records had the shit on locked. And it was 187 on an undercover cop with a rat-a-tat-tat, tat-tat like that. And I ain't never heard rappers using words like that. That's when the world sensed the aroma of beef. Especially when Easy drop real motherfucking G's. I still bump all them tracks to this motherfucking weed. Rappers need the RIP Easy motherfucking E. A real West Coast legend in this shit since we was all kids. Without him we had no pocket, no big. But anyway, the rhyme timeline lies around 93 and 94. And no hood can fuck with Death Rizzo. Doggy style turned me into a potty mouth. Mama slapped me in the face. Raps turning me into a problem child. 95, it was me against the world. Cause I was the only white boy around the way with me against the world. The West Coast is on in the charts, fool. Now wait for the tale of 10-year slumber when I bring out part two. That's right, motherfuckers. Don't make me bring this shit back to 96 and do some West Side Connection on you motherfuckers. Yeah, rest in peace, Eazy-E, Machiavelli.